So I've just learned that Mlindo plans to use his two car accidents that he had within 1 month to help save others. Now, that's a beautiful thing, right?
Save others.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Anyone who's been in an accident and has been involved in a very serious car accident will tell you how vulnerable it leaves you feeling. But for musician Mlindo, the vocalist, who was, who has survived rather two car crash in just 1 month, has directed him towards a new purpose. Mlindo's manager, known as Nyiko Balinkulu, told the news that the star is looking to turn his misfortune into a teachable moment with a planned road safety campaign.
Oh, okay.
So this is the statement that was given. At the moment, he is okay. Obviously, he is trying to be okay on all aspects. He's also in studio making music for the upcoming album that he's planning, and he's decided to take his opportunity to partner with willing organization to educate the youth about road safety. Young people often underestimate, for example, the importance of the seat belt. Imagine if Mlindo had not worn a seat belt. We may have been talking something different today. That thing saved his life, so he wants to get to get the message across to many people as he can that, you know, it's important to be very safe in the road. The musician was left shaken after his latest accident, which took place on the M2 in KwaZulu-Natal on Sunday morning, and his manager explained that Mlindo lost control of the car while trying to turn on a sharp curve. So yeah, guys, Mlindo, for those of you that don't know, has been involved in a car crash for the second time in 1 month. And for anyone that has been in a car crash before, you know how traumatizing that experience can be. So it really caught my attention, and I felt like we needed to talk about this. Turning problems into solutions. That's a very beautiful thing, don't you think? Especially considering how, you know, when you encounter a problem, when you encounter a situation that is more negative than positive, you cannot even think straight. You cannot be creative enough to come up with solutions on how you can get rid of this situation that you are in. Now, what I want to know from you guys is that, has there been any problem, any whatsoever in your life that you feel like needs to be fixed? What is that problem, and how will you fix that problem? I need you guys to let me know. Think really, really, really deep about this.
That's
one.
That's a very hard topic for a Friday.
You know, I've been saying that we have serious conversations, but sometimes we have to, especially when we want to be living in a world that, you know, is more convenient than inconvenient, right?
Yeah.